the Sentai Review, episode 91. Again with these guys. Welcome to the Sentai Review, the show that hits on Shane's girlfriend right in front of him.
Hey, baby! What's going on?
With no remorse whatsoever. I'm your host, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Saria.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Scott Action Jackson.
And a website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. So, you might have noticed when you got on today to see this here, this here episode.
The title?
No, not the title. This YouTube is now officially the Sentai Review. The only thing going up on this YouTube now is the Sentai Review. It's going to be 100% dedicated to this podcast. So that's it. Now, if you have any interest whatsoever, there is now a Pages of Fandom podcast, which has gone up on YouTube. And so on and so forth. All of them are active, all five of them. So that's Jobber Wrestling Corner, which you can, there's the Facebook group pages for each one of these. So you can go on there and you can figure out what's going on and everything.
Yep,
you can get all the new episodes. But yeah, there's Jobber Wrestling Corner, the Sentai Review, What's Up Fandom Night, Pages of Fandom, and Legacy of Gaming. Five shows, all on the network, all with their own YouTube, so they don't step on each other's toes.
Because we like extra work.
Yeah.
For free, mind you.
Not a single one of our channels is monetized. We just do this...
Just because.
Because we're sad or something? I don't know what's going on.
Because I have to start working at 5 a.m. when I'm used to going to bed at 4 a.m. So fuck everyone.
But... Once again,
but I still love you guys.
These here guys again.
The Q Rangers keep coming back up.
So we got a couple images here. So, yeah, since these guys won't quit, I guess we won't either.
And a few other items that we'll get to. So, yes, it's a dragon.
Awesome, by the way. He gets the awesome trench coat. He's a dragon. He's purple, which is pretty cool. He's got his own special weapon, which to me is reminiscent of the Gold Ranger's weapon.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I watched the first episode, and even though I can't speak or understand Japanese, I can tell it's going to be a good show.
Does this show look win?
Show is win.
We just have to wait for an English sub version.
Well, you want to talk a little bit about it before we go into it?
Okay, well, like I said, I don't speak, read, or understand very much of Japanese. And I say very much because I downloaded an app on my phone. And I'm attempting to teach myself some. So I basically have, like, hello, goodbye, how are you down? Like, that type of shit. Like, I'm better at Spanish since I took 4 fucking years of it, even though I got a B throughout almost all of it, but still. But, yeah, no, like, from what I can tell, and the fans will correct me on how fucking wrong I am, but based off body language, action, and tone of voice... The Red Ranger is like a Han Solo type. Like, he legit just kind of shows up out of nowhere on a fucking...
With his lucky count.
Yeah. Yeah, he shows up on, like, a fucking space motorcycle. They end up taking
awesome,
him back to
like
the...
Lobo?
Slightly.
Discussed more in Pages of Fandom.
Anyway. Shameless plugs. But, excuse me. But, yeah, no, like, the green, the black, and the yellow... Are all trying to fight off this, like, invading force.
It's like an alternate future where it's, like, dominated by an invasion that happened.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Like it almost goes back into, like, all the different galactic empires that the Rangers have fought. Like, the Machine Empire and the giant fucking empire that the goddamn
To be fair, Pirate Rangers Super Sentai has been running for years, and if it all takes place in the same universe,
we've been at war for like 60 years or something anyway,
so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
If that's the case, we've been screwed for so many fucking years.
But anyway. So, like, they're trying to get a bunch of people off of a planet, like, the enemy, like, surrounds the ship, like, they're, quote, weird putties, which, in motion, they don't look half bad. Like, again, in motion looks better. But, Red Ranger, like, crashes onto the planet and takes out a bunch of their putties and, like, leaves an opening for them to, like, run down to get to their ship to get these fuckers off the planet. To which then they go back to the ship, which we were correct. It's a Pentagon pool table that they hang out around. The fucking, the Black Ranger, the bull guy, I could draw parallels to Dwayne the Rock Johnson, because when he transforms, he goes into a fucking wrestling ring.
America inspired.
Yeah.
Well, that's like in motion, man. In motion is so important. We do pictures, okay? Our show, we do pictures. But in motion, one of the dudes I friggin' attacked in one of the old Ranger series was the Purple Wolf.
Yeah, and the Purple Wolf is bad as fuck in motion.
In motion, he's this Muay Thai badass.
Yeah.
And it brings a whole different level to the character where I'm like, he's cool now.
Tony Jaa ain't got shit on the Purple Wolf.
Oh, I don't know about that, but yeah.
But yeah, no, so basically, like, they're talking with the Red Ranger, and he makes mention of, like, he's eating the yellow one's cooking, and he's like, dude, this shit is the bomb type of thing. And then eventually he's like, well, you know, I'm kind of like a thief dude, or from what I gathered, he's like, yeah, I'm kind of like a thief dude, but, you know, I'm looking for the Rangers so I could join, and they're like, why? And he's like, because I wanted one of these, and he runs off with their fucking,
Morpher thing.
And they were like, wait, what? Stop him! Stop him now!
But I don't think he had, like, the little circle thing yet.
No, he didn't. He didn't have the orb thing. But then he crash lands on the Blue Ranger's planet, in which the Blue Ranger had already dealt with this fucking warrior that was kicking everybody's asses. Him and Red Ranger get into, like, a fight, like a legit fist fight, because he somehow insulted him? Question mark? So, they're going through all this shit, like, green and black and yellow are kind of getting their shit stomped in, and all of a sudden Red Ranger's like, I must save everyone! Because he gets, like, literally lobbed into space, like he got hit with a home run bat in motherfucking Smash Brothers. He's just like, ah! Ting! And he's literally freezing in space, and he's like, I must save everyone! And he gets his orb and transforms. But then he starts doing shit on accident. Because apparently you put the orb in the morpher, and it's like a joystick on top of a D-pad. If you push it forward, you can morph. When you morph, a star flies off. If enemies come at you, it, like, knocks them the fuck back.
See? Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you about the railroad tracks. And everybody keeps, until you see it, you don't understand. They step back and they put their hands down and a track forms. And anybody dumb enough to be on this side of the track is instantly, like, incinerated.
Yep.
So there's a legitimate purpose for why when I'm doing my dumb arm motions of Zio, the guys don't just simply punch me in the face or shoot me.
Well, that's just it. Like, normally the star would appear under your feet, but they can actually, like, throw it as a weapon to knock them back so they can continue transforming. And then, like, if you push down, it'll summon up, like, the Zord. If you push left, it'll summon up your weapon. Right will let you do, like, specialty attacks or some such shit. I can't really remember now because it's been a few days. But another thing I figured out is those orbs, not only are they encased in those orbs, Red gets shot at with cannons from giant spaceships while he's in his orb, doesn't do shit. Not a fucking thing happens to him. So even though we made that joke of, yeah, we're going to put Shane in the knee and he's just going to die because we're going to have to knee the bad guy to death by kneeing him in the balls. Go ahead. The only thing that's going to happen is Shane's going to get teabagged and be very pissed off that he lived through it.
I would hope to die.
Yes, you would hope to die.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, when they're going through all the commercials and shit in Japan, they show off the Zord. And apparently the Megazord literally can configure in any way, shape, or form.
So are you interested to watch the rest of it? Like,
yes.
If we keep getting episodes and posting them on the Sentai Review as they come out?
Yes. But somebody, for the love of God, give me English subs so I can at least understand what's going
They'll
on.
They'll be there.
Body language and shit only helps so much.
Okay. Pretty sweet. Next.
Here's the Red Ranger's different specialty hairstyle forms.
But yeah, see, like right there, it even shows it. It goes in, and if you look really close, it's like a D-pad.
Yeah.
In there.
Special hairstyles.
Oh, and by the way, your pink robot doesn't look that bad.
Does
in
he
motion.
Become more powerful the more flock of seagull he becomes?
That's how it works.
No clue. I've only seen an episode. Yeah, so far, that's all that's
You know that's how it dropped, works. So. The more ridiculous your hair is.
It's not about how strong you are. It's about how fucked up your hair is. And with my hair this fucking big and this fucked up, I am the clear winner of this contest.
It's very true. It's very true.
Next.
Oh, the little
blue kid guy.
He's a bear.
Once again, kid...
A blue
hero.
Kid.
Are we sure it's a kid and not...
It's a kid.
Is it?
From what I'm understanding, it is a little kid.
Okay, so we get a dragon and a bear.
And I think he has the ability to either be the kid or grow, and he can choose which one he's doing. Because I've seen another picture where it looks like he's as big as everybody else.
Is he wearing a scarf?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's his tongue. Of course it's a scarf.
Hold on, scrolling on the letters for the blue guy. Over there by his orb.
Here?
Yes, right there.
He is a bear. I know that.
Okay. Yeah, because like I said, yeah. That actually is for bear. Okay, yes. Because that's what I was about to say. Like, you know, if you notice how the letters and shit are, it actually would help us.
Yeah, because on the left it says
we
Ryu,
are derp.
Ryu Commander.
Because as far as I know, in the first episode, they literally, like, they still have to find Rangers.
Right, right.
Like, they'll show up as time goes by.
Okay.
Because
so
the commander
is...
isn't even there in the show yet.
Okay, so the purple guy is the leader?
Yes.
The commander?
Will be.
Oh.
Yes, well, yes, will be.
How's that going to sit well with the red?
It'll be awesome.
No clue, because so far, red guy is, like, literally... lucking his way through everything.
The red guy is going to be one of those situations where he'll grow into being the leader and the most important guy, I'm sure.
And then when they introduce a new ranger, he gets pushed aside like, nah, we're going to make this guy leader.
Well, so actually...
Kind of like in our series where there was a red ranger and he was the leader, and then for no reason whatsoever, Zordon was like, and now I introduce you to the new leader of the Power Rangers. And Jason just sat there saying nothing like, what the fuck's that
this
about?
This is the White Ranger, and when he saw it was Tommy, you know he's like, man, that's awesome that you're back. Congrats, man. But you know he's thinking, you fuck.
The very next episode, Tommy gets defeated, like put into some sort of stop ray, and Jason's like, oh. And it ends up being like Jason's episode where he saves the day, and I'd be like, so we picked you, huh?
You're the leader?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you lead us, Tommy?
Yeah. Fucking didn't do a whole lot of leading this episode, in fact.
And then when he left, he's like, the only reason why I'm leaving is because you took my leadership from
me. But then when Jason come back as the Gold Ranger, they weren't like, I introduce you to the new leader. They were just like, he's gold.
And you know, I'd have looked over at fucking Tommy and be like, huh.
I'd have looked at Zordon and been like, I don't get to be introduced as the new guy who's the leader for no fucking reason at all.
You made the White Ranger the leader.
Sucking some Zordon nose? I mean, he doesn't have a dick, so I'm guessing. What the fuck were you doing?
He's sucking on that chamber he's stuck in.
Fucking licking the chamber? What the fuck were you doing that got you all this special treatment?
I'm motherfucking gold.
Fucking I can jump, spin, and kick 3 times.
That's why I was the evil Green Ranger.
No, thanks. Fucking dumb. Next. Oh, yep. See, yeah, there you go. See, he grows
small
up.
Man.
Does he lose the scarf?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I see. So, I like it. I like his costume. I think
it is kind of weird that when he grows, he loses his scarf.
I like the
4-1, huh?
I like the color, like the that shade of blue.
No, wait, that's 4-18. It looks like.
Oh, 18? Okay. I was about to say, because 4-1, huh?
I don't.
That's going to be a really great April Fool's episode.
I don't know, because kanji's kind of strange. That might not be an 18.
That's not an 8. That's a kanji.
That might be a 1.
So, yeah. Happy April Fool's Day. Here's a midget ranger. Oh, wait. He can actually grow. Oh, wait.
I like
innuendo. Pervy Zordon's back, bitches.
I don't. You've heard me talk about the child superhero thing. I'm not a big fan of the whole Shazam. He's 10 years old with the power of a god.
You didn't like it in Turbo.
And I don't like it. I don't even like it when, like, I actually prefer Tommy as the White Ranger as opposed to Kiba as a 10-year-old kid that skateboards and uses wind powers to look up girls' skirts.
That's funny.
It's funny, and I had a good time watching it, and it was a decent show, and he does grow up over time, but, like, there's something about handing the power of gods to a 10-year-old that unsettles me greatly.
At least you won't have to worry about this guy, you know, having somebody sitting behind him with a bicycle pump pumping his ass up.
Well,
like, all the special effects are literally, like, on the same level as, like, Sharknado movies.
Oh, that
like
relaxes
the 3D
me.
Effects, so at least when he transforms, he could go from, I'm a midget, to, hey, look, Sharknado spin. Oh, now I'm an adult.
Wow.
So it won't look as terrible. So, it'll still be terrible, but it won't look as terrible.
So he'll go from a cub bear to a large bear.
I don't know why those movies have gotten so. I get it. They're bad movies that are like great bad movies.
Are we up to Sharknado 10 yet?
Those are awful.
They're making
the fifth one right now. Next.
Thank you, Hollywood Babylon is my only news source for that type of shit.
Same.
Here's a source of the first one and the
previous purple
one.
Guy is
the
amazing.
Only bad movie I want to see right now is Zombies. Zombie giraffes, damn right. Yes, that's a real thing. It's going to happen.
I would say no what? Thanks, we've already got one, but
We don't.
We don't have one. But I'm digging
the closest we have is, if I remember correctly, there's actually like a zombie movie about like animals being the start of the zombie virus.
You were about to say?
That I'm digging this purple dude a lot.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
He's like my favorite thing I've seen. I love that overcoat thing that he's
got
going on.
I told you
and...
that, like, my favorite, when we did this episode earlier, my favorite was the
Chameleon.
Yeah.
The Chameleon. I like
Yeah, she's actually pretty cool in the show, too.
To be fair, this guy also came in as Dragon, and for me, that's actually the reason I'm all pro Green Ranger, is because Dragon, and then when he finally calls Dragon Caesar, and it rises out of the fucking ocean river lake, like, I was like, holy shit, that's Godzilla. And that was it forever at that point. Godzilla.
Well, of course. I mean, for anybody who paid attention to the Sentai Review Facebook page, or the Fandom Night Facebook page, fucking James Rolfe, the AVGN, is doing all the fucking Mighty
season
Morphin
one.
Power Ranger shit, season one, leading up to the new movie.
He was one of those people that confused me when he was like, because he would do other videos where he'd be like, yeah, I never watched Power Rangers. I have no interest in it whatsoever. And I'm like, but you're like, your biggest thing is guys in rubber suits that fight in fake tall buildings.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's like your favorite thing in the world, and it happens every episode. Like, how did you miss out?
Oh, yeah, he even said that, because he was going through the timeline. He was like, well, let's see, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is based off Super Sentai over in Japan. Huh, okay, so all the kid scenes are filmed in America, but everything else is stolen Japanese footage. Okay. Well, they seem to have a lot in common with Kamen Rider, which also has a lot to do with Ultraman, in which Ultraman was in Godzilla, which all of it's based off Godzilla, which is all based off of this, which is all based... Holy fuck, how did I not watch this?
Next!
It's like,
oh,
welcome
shit,
to our
is that
hell,
him
man.
Out of
that's,
costume?
That's the
yes.
commander.
Dude, I'm digging him. Dude. Trogdor was a man.
I mean, maybe he was just a dragon.
Or maybe.
I mean, Trogdor!
Next.
Here's a few more of these that really? Look more like Digimon than...
The chest looks like Greymon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Next.
Is that going into its ass?
Yes. Yes.
That is an orb in the scorpion butt.
It's a butt plug.
For a scorpion butt.
Could be worse. It could be a hand.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
could be hand.
Right, it could be worse.
Yeah, I guess we have seen hands go up wolf ass.
No, it was a wolf hand and a bear ass.
Oh, a wolf hand. Yeah, the wolf hand goes in the bear ass.
So
yeah.
This is just an orb in a scorpion's ass.
Yeah, yes. This is just a butt plug in a scorpion butt.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that... Is it better? Is it worse? Like a scorpion smaller?
A scorpion is small. So...
A scorpion well, sword, though.
That can't be pleasant.
No?
No.
You don't think? You don't think?
I think if the scorpion could tell you how it's feeling, it'd sting the fuck out of you.
I think if the scorpion could tell you. Oh, no. Now, okay, is this orb, is this where the dude is sitting?
Yes.
Is? Yeah. Oh.
So in order to pilot his scorpion, he has to plug into its butt?
Apparently.
Yeah. Are you telling me?
This Shane, aren't you the Orange Ranger?
Shane, Shane, you love the scorpion.
You love the little scorpion tail. So you would have to plug into your robot's butt in order for it to function?
Just fight the giant monster on foot.
Right.
Is this another one of those rather die moments?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, if you look at it, okay.
But Shane, you don't even need to see. All you got to do is just let the tail whip around and just start shooting randomly.
All I'm saying is that...
Yeah, how do you pilot it? If you're sitting at its butt, looking up into the sky...
So, guys, how's the fight going? Because...
I'm shooting! Pew, pew, pew! Fucking stop, dude! You're
how
not helping!
You to aim?
But Shane, Shane, it's very simple. You just whip your tail back and forth. You whip your tail back and forth.
Oh, he did that,
yeah,
Shane.
Yeah, just to piss you off, guy.
I don't want to be the scorpion.
Fucking scorpion butt plug.
If you look at the where the black like visor thing is for the fucking... It looks like I could sit there. Like it just opens up. And I can sit there?
Nope.
No, I gotta plug into the butt. It's
fucking butt plug time.
Yeah.
I'm the butt plug. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a butt plug.
Yeah, because when the scorpion's the foot, it'll be able to, like, pinch at your toes. Or when it's the hand, you could, you know,
can we just,
flip around
can we just
and
combine?
Grab shit.
I don't want to fight like this. Let's just combine.
Just combine. Next.
Oh, the yellow.
Yeah, this is during the first episode.
Yeah, that's during the first episode. This
so
is
awesome.
Right after the Red Ranger lands. And stands up and goes, yeah! And, like, knocks out two of the putties. Because the fucking Green Ranger looks and goes, Like, I want to say she says something along the lines of, is he on our side or what the shit?
So these are the only three at the moment.
Because Black Ranger's like, fuck it, everybody move.
So these are the only three, right?
Yes, those are the only three at the very start of the show.
So is the yellow technically the leader at this point?
I'd say more like the
technically,
black one.
Technically speaking, the pink is.
Oh, yeah, she's piloting. Because
pink sits on the mothership and basically, like, shouts orders.
Okay.
She's, like, the tactical bitch.
Oh, you're talking about your robo bitch.
Yeah, and again, in motion, she's not as bad.
Your boob gauge.
Next.
Gauge boob.
Gauge boob.
Damn it!
Don't worry, Bill. At the very end of episode one, the Gold and Silver Ranger are sitting at a diner, eating a meal, and Gold looks over at the wall and goes, hey, look, a wanted poster. Because it zooms in on the Red Ranger with, like, a giant bounty next to his name. So they're going to be going after the fucking Red Ranger soon.
So, Bill.
And so far, there's been no hands on hips.
So, Bill.
So you got to wait till episode two for that.
And if you keep making a big deal out of this, they're going to keep sending you stuff.
Dude, people are sending me images on the fucking group page.
Look, hands on hips.
So, Bill, what's your problem with hands on hips?
Oh, my God.
He's just having a good time.
Pick a new pose, damn it. Damn buff 3PO.
Buff 3PO loves hands on hips.
He really does. It's his thing. Next.
It's because he's a little teapot.
Oh,
duh.
Yeah, we got a few of the... International posters or whatever.
Oh, so now we're jumping topic completely. Yeah. Kind of like the time that Shane was making lickies.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, thank God.
Because we know how much people, our audience, likes us to go back to the movie.
Can we look at the Mastodon for a second? I'm really confused.
Where is it?
It's that thing on the left.
Where?
That.
Oh, that's not a Mastodon. So I'm still looking for it.
The trunk doesn't point up like that.
In the
movie,
it does.
It's like a weird alien
Gatling gun
bug thing. That thing.
It's a big bad beetle boar.
What the fuck?
If they call that thing a mastodon,
they don't know what the fuck that is, do they? It's a big hairy elephant.
Like, I'm very confused. Like, they went to the art guy that was supposed to be doing this, and they were like, "Oh yeah, the black one has a mastodon." And he was like, "Okay, so that's like 8 legs, right? Okay. Big bulbous turtle body."
No.
And
no.
I believe
no.
They have anteater snouts, right? Anteater snouts, okay?
No.
And some tusks. All no. right. Yeah. No. Mastodon.
No.
No, one out of the multiple things
okay.
isn't right.
I'm looking at this now. The Tyrannosaurus, no matter how much you don't like it, it looks like a T-Rex.
It looks fine.
The Triceratops looks like a Triceratops.
He looks happy.
The pterodactyl is not really. It's really hard to fuck that up.
But it looks
a little bit better.
Looks way more functional than
yes.
what we have.
Yes.
Flying
yeah.
breastplate.
The saber-toothed tiger looks like a tiger. So the black. So the black ranger gets boned, and I don't know what that is. But that is not a mastodon.
So okay.
For a head. It has an erection for a head. Look, I don't
Shane,
know,
do we have to go back to the musical jokes?
It seems like the one they messed
okay.
up is the Black Ranger. Like, they messed him. That is simply not right.
It's not. I don't know what it is.
It's a bug thing.
Scott, put in as much of this as you could get away with. I need you to find that one song. I can't fucking think of the name of it. You guys will be able to slap the shit out of me in the room and be like, oh yeah, it's that song. I need you to find the clip of... What is it? Get it! What is it? I want to say it's
Son
Epic
of a bitch,
by...
that's a Megadeth song.
No, it's not. Fuck. I want to say
no.
The name of the song is Epic, but I can't think of who the fuck sings it.
Def Leppard?
No.
No?
No, it's a 90s band.
What is it?
Yeah.
Dun-dun. What is it?
Uh-huh.
Dun-dun. What is it? I can't fucking remember.
Yeah, I know. Fucking Spencer's looking it up.
I'm lost.
I'm pretty sure the name of the song is Epic.
Cassant, remember.
It's going to drive me insane.
You might be right.
Faith
No More.
Faith
No More.
It.
That's, yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
Faith
I know.
No
I felt stupid.
Future Self.
Yeah,
insert
they're,
here.
They're the ones that when I was growing up, I heard just the song, and I thought it was like a Chili Peppers song.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this, Bill?
I think they could have went a little more Liger Zero on the Sabretooth.
Yeah.
And I would have been happier.
You don't like Liger Zero?
No, I said they could have went a little more.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Tyrannosaurus, I guess I seen it coming. It's going to look like a Transformer. All of them are going to look Transformer. It is what it is. I don't know if I care that much anymore.
Looks like the best, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also in the distance, too. You're not really seeing too much close-up here.
I don't know if I necessarily hate...
Until Bill starts zooming in the eyes.
I mean, I guess I can't stand, like, the Mastodon.
It's
like,
the Mastodon. That's the issue.
Yeah.
He might not be a Mastodon
what
anymore.
What if they changed it? What if they
Maybe he's something else.
What if look, they're looking at I don't know much about prehistoric creatures. I never studied it. But with the pterodactyl, triceratops and tyrannosaurus all being prehistoric dinosaurs, the saber-toothed tiger I believe was around that era as well. Am I right?
If I'm not mistaken, the saber-toothed tiger existed alongside man.
Yes.
Was the saber-toothed... Well, Ice Age.
Yeah.
That would be with the mastodon. Right. So you've got three of them that are prehistoric, two of them that were Ice Age.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if they decided not to make an elephant, essentially, and the Black Ranger has a different Zord because he's no longer the Mastodon. He's weird bug thing.
Might as well call it a bug thing with eight legs.
I already told you, it's a big bad Beetleborg.
Yeah, it could be. Could be some sort of weird fucked up beetle or stank bug or something. I don't know what the fuck.
Although
he is.
Technically with eight legs, it would automatically qualify as an arachnid because anything with six legs is.
Well,
you
definitely ain't no fucking spider.
And it definitely ain't a scorpion that you got to plug into the butthole in order
not,
to fly.
It's not a fucking butt plug scorpion.
Dude, that guy. I don't know. I don't know how. I would just give back to Morpher. I'm not plugging into that thing's butt.
Next.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, this looked like a cool poster one that was revealed.
So, you have three Rangers with their fists out.
Trying to do fist bumps.
Yeah, we're trying to get them American fist bumps going.
Who do you fist bump? Blue, black, or yellow?
I don't. I give Rita a high five.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I can high-five her fucking prey hands.
Prey hands?
So, Bill.
You bitch.
Bill, we're gonna play that game again. I'm having problems. Can you help me spot the leader?
The black.
You'd be right. He has the smaller picture.
No. It's that little dot in the background.
You mean
the
sun?
The leader is actually back here, giving off signal flares.
Oh, that dot. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you know, just because you're the red, I want to know what Saban was thinking when he was thinking,
let's make money.
I actually believe that is what they were thinking.
No, that's what
let's
they were actually
money.
Thinking. But out of all the colors,
mystery soul.
Out of all the colors,
and we didn't need that creepy guy in the fucking trench coat, fucking smoking room. If you have any information on this mystery, please call.
Why red? I'm just curious. Why red? Out of all the colors, why is red the leader?
Because red is...
Because they don't have the White Ranger yet?
Because Zordon was the red?
Yeah, too.
Okay.
Because apparently our fan theory has been confirmed by like six different places.
I could have sworn
been like, oh, we've heard from the internet.
I could have.
So either somebody shared
fair,
our video and people were like... Oh, well, these guys seem to think that's what it is. Let's report on them.
Did you think at one point in time Zordon was the Green Ranger?
In the original series, see a lot of evidence that Zordon was the Green Ranger. I see a lot of evidence
because
that he
how
was
much
the
power
Green Ranger.
He was given to keep the Green Ranger going.
Yeah, like the fact that he can band-aid the powers and his life force is somehow still tied to that one. Like, he doesn't do that. Other Rangers have lost their powers before, and he was just like, we'll have to figure this out. But when the Green Ranger lost his power, he was like, I'm just going to give some of my life force to that coin, and then I'm going to basically band-aid the powers. And I'm like, why? Why can you do that now, but you couldn't do it before?
Because I was the Green Ranger.
But... we've also been explained that once you're in the morphing grid, once you morph even one time, your life force is connected to that power forever.
Yep.
Even if it's residual from that point on, which has also been talked about in the comic books now. Kimberly had been plugged into the Pink Ranger power before, so she still had residual energy that allowed her to transform during a crisis by using the Sword of Light.
Just like Trini and Zach.
Yes. So the fact that even the comic books are talking about it, a lot of people have assumed that once you're plugged into the morphing grid, it's permanent. There is no I'm no longer a part of it.
You can't jack out of the Matrix at that point. You're
there. Yeah. And if that's true, then Zordon was probably the Green Ranger because he's able to adapt and modify that energy with his own life force.
And in this movie, they decided to change it up and make him the Red Ranger.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what we're assuming. Yeah.
Next.
No, we're done.
Hey, okay. Look at that.
So.
We are done. This is a shorter episode, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I got to be to work at 6 a.m., so I only got like five more minutes here.
This was a crazy day, opening up all the YouTubes and everything and getting everything set, and now I've got to get, like, we've got another show that we have to do today, so this one is a little shorter than normal, but I don't feel like it was a bad one.
No, it wasn't no. bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And we'll be back to our regular schedule.
Writers.
On the next filming, so we'll be back to our normal times. But this is going to be about 10, 20 minutes shorter than normal, and I think we're ending it. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.